Today we're going to be talking about marketing automation examples, and not the kind that are like, oh, you got to set up a welcome email sequence. We're going to be diving into tactics that people are not using very much, don't require a lot of tech, but they're going to make a big impact in your business, for your prospects, and for your customers. So let's go check it out.
Welcome to the Content Toolbox Podcast, intended to equip and encourage experienced business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Jen Neal, entrepreneur, coach, active business owner, tech lover and nerd, and founder of the Content Activation Method. Now enough of this, let's get to the good stuff.
But first, if you are new here, I am Jen Neal, owner of Formula Done and founder of the Content Activation System. We help businesses find traffic and leads online using the content they've already created. If any of that sounds interesting, make sure you check out our other videos and if you feel like it, give us a little subscribe. We love that. Awesome. Okay, let's get talking about marketing automation. So I want to talk about tips and tricks and favorites specifically for coaches and infopreneurs and course creators and influencers, those of you guys that are really working in the digital marketing space. So there are so many marketing automation examples that we have all heard of. The biggest ones are a welcome email series, having like lead segmentation, onboarding, and automating your sales pipeline. Like there's a lot of pretty standard kinds of things, right? We're not gonna talk about those today because I'm just gonna assume that you've already passed level 101 and we're just gonna go to like 201 or maybe even 401. Because there's some cool things that we can actually do that will require some tech. I'm not gonna lie to you and say there's no tech involved, but it's not super involved. And they're just some super awesome things that like nobody's doing. So even if you just implement one or two of these things, you're gonna stand out like a total rock star, which is why you're here and what you wanna do. So let's go check them out. Next level tip, number one, gated content. So I know that you're familiar with gated content. If you've ever searched something and gone to a news site and you've been reading along and you get the little preview of it and then it's like, oh, sorry, looks like you've maxed out your free range. Would you like to subscribe to our thing in order to be able to get access? So that's sort of gated content. This works perfectly, especially with like a blog or something. You can actually just give a preview and then base it on time on site. I mean, honestly, to make it super simple, just give a teaser and then like, hey, if you want to read more, subscribe to be able to read more. And you give them an opt-in and then you redirect them to another page that has the full blog. Can be super simple. Doesn't have to be any tech involved. You can even just publish it twice with one, the snippet, opt-in, two, going straight to the actual full article. Another way that you can do that is by, this is pretty common, but inside of an article, put like a call to action or a content unlock right inside of there. Like, hey, if you wanna also get this guide or if you wanna take this article even further, check out this free guide. We have this information and pop up a opt-in right there on the page. That's going to help improve your lead growth. That will help improve your list growth. That one is pretty common. And another one that you can do, this one is a lot of fun. If you're giving out a link to, like say you're a podcast guest, or you're sharing a link for people to opt into. So you can actually make the link go straight to a PDF guide that you want to give away. But what that does is it's a link lock. And so there's examples of it. People go to the link and they can actually see in the background, here is the preview of the thing that they're trying to get to. But in order to get there, there's a pop-up and it's like, hey, you need to subscribe to get access to this. So as soon as they subscribe, then bing, it's right there. And so that one is awesome because you can share it and anybody that goes and tries to get access to it has to opt in order to be able to see the content. So both of those things can be done pretty simply. One of the things that we love to use are, I'm going to apologize in advance if you're not already familiar with AppSumo. AppSumo is one of my favorite places to go and waste time and also kind of waste money because they are a launching platform for a lot of softwares. So you can go on there and get some really cool softwares. They're typically anywhere from like $50 to $100 bucks. and you get lifetime access to the software, right? So there's some pretty awesome deals that can happen. And we actually have used a demonstration here. We've been using this Beacon software to create these link locks or those guided opt-ins. So that's something really simple that you can do to include that embedded content or a link lock, just with something really simple like that. So check out AppSumo and just look for opt-ins or guided content, and they will show you what softwares are available to help you just plug that right in. It's pretty cool. Tip number two, here we go, engagement rewards. So I love this. There's some really, really cool things that you can do. If you want to get super trick, there are tools, again, on AppSumo that you can very easily plug into your like WordPress site, especially if you're using WordPress. And right on your site, you can actually remember if somebody has come back to your site, if they're a repeat visitor. And you can even tee up the content to offer them something different or include like a, hey, welcome back. Good to see you here again. We've got some extra info. Like you can totally tease out extra info for return visitors. You can also base it off of demographic info. Some of it you're gonna know, and some of it you could be like, hey, thanks for coming. Are you a male or female? Would you like to view this content as either, right? If that applies, you can actually let them sort of choose their own adventure and just show them the content that they want to see. So that's a pretty cool trick thing that you can do. Now, that may be a little too technical, so you can even take it down a notch and do something like inside of your CRM. So when you're sending out emails, most CRMs even have this kind of tracking, but if somebody clicks on a bunch of links or they've opened your newsletters 6 times in a row or 5 times within the last 2 months or something like that, you can give them certain scores and sort of unlock things and literally just trigger it to send them and say like, hey, I see you've been opening up our newsletters recently. That's so awesome. And I want to thank you. So I want to also give you this whatever, right? Extra time with you, a discount coupon off of something. Thanks for being engaged. Let me offer you an extra tip or something. Like there's tons of ways that you can kind of tease that based on their engagement. And let me tell you what, once they find one Easter egg, they're going to keep doing it. They're going to keep opening and be like, ooh, what else are they going to send me, right? It's a good way to tease your audience, especially to open your emails. Next one, CRM chatbots. So this is becoming pretty commonplace. There's a lot of really familiar ones with like Intercom. I think ActiveCampaign has one built in. Go High Level has one built in. Or there's other chatbots that you can even use. So you can take the chatbot even from your Facebook business page and add that onto your website if you don't have one. Or use one that's tied right into your CRM. Or sign up for something like Intercom, check AppSumo to see if there's any deals. But you can actually go in and add that chat widget literally onto everything, not just your website. Put it up on sales pages, make sure it's on your blog. So if any time somebody has a question, they're gonna be able to be like, ping, right? And then you can go to all sorts of extents and hook up a knowledge base inside of that or FAQs or whatever, but at least there's sort of a 24-hour response. And then just hook that up so that if somebody pings in and questions a chat while you are in normal business hours, that there's somebody available to be able to answer that. So that's something that you can implement because like nobody wants to pick up the phone these days, right? I mean, I know I don't. I don't want to be like, oh, it's a waste of my time to get on the phone and call a software company when I can multitask and just be like, hey, what about this, right? And get the answers that I need immediately. So if that's how your customer base is moving, then give them the option to be able to just ping, chat right in. Next one, next one's gonna get just a little bit extra nerdy. So I just wanna pause here really quick and ask, are there any really cool things that you are doing tech trick wise that your prospects or customers totally love? I would love to hear how you're engaging them using simple automation tools, right? Let us know in the comments below. I totally can't wait to hear what you guys are doing. Okay, let's keep nerding on, shall we? All right, so next up is tracking. I'm just gonna say tracking in general, and then we're gonna talk about a couple of things. One is gonna be tracking links. So we can start off with tracking links. Probably most of you at some point have gone into Bit.ly, right? Bit.ly, right? You can go into Bit.ly, get a free account, and you'd be like, here, take this really long URL and go boop and shorten it down to a little tiny, tiny link so that that can go on Twitter is kind of where this whole thing sort of came from, because Twitter was limited on characters. But now it's really awesome to create those tracking links so that you can find out exactly who is coming from where. So let's say, for instance, that you have set up an article or a blog because you've listened to what we're talking about and you understand that content marketing is totally king. So you have created a blog and you want to promote that blog from LinkedIn and from Facebook and Twitter and let's say Pinterest. And you can actually go in and create a link to that blog, which is going to be like yourwebsite.com/blog/title of your blog and sometimes date. So it's this like really long thing, right? So you can plug that whole link into a URL shortener. Now, I know you guys are going to find shock of all shocks out of this. We use one called Switchy, and I did get that on AppSumo, shocker. But we can actually go plug in that article right there, and then it gives us the little shortened URL. So I can say, I want to use this one on Facebook. I want to use this one on Pinterest. I want to use this one on LinkedIn. Then you can actually look at how many people clicked on what links. And then there's a whole lot more demographic data that you can actually see inside of those, like what kind of devices they're using, where they're at, how many times they visited, and all of your link clicks. Like there's tons of data that you can kind of dig into on those. And it becomes really helpful to know exactly how are my marketing efforts working without having to dig into something like Google Analytics. So it's a very simple tool that you can set up and I highly recommend it. Have an example of it here. And another thing, so one of the things that you can usually add onto in those URL shorteners in addition is UTM code. Now UTM code, I don't want to get into a whole episode about this, but UTM code is basically when you see a link online, at the end of the link when there's like a little question mark and then it's like blah blah blah, like UTM underscore source equals Facebook and UTM underscore blah 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 blah. Like there's a whole bunch of just gibberish at the end of a line. That is all tracking code. The use of that tracking code is much less now that we have the, if you guys have heard the whole like, oh, iOS updates, right? So all that is people saying, no, don't store my personal data. If they have not blocked cookies, which I'm sure on all these websites you've seen, it's been like, hey, do you accept these cookies? Because we're going to store your info. That's what they're doing. They're storing information about you, where you're visiting from. And if they have any tracking links and stuff on that, they're storing all that info. For me personally, I'm like, yeah, give me all the cookies because I want you to follow me around. I want to see what your marketing looks like. So, but some people do not like all the cookies. And so it's not 100% effective, but it is for those people that allow it. Plus it gives you sort of a baseline read to be able to see where people are coming from. Now, UTMs can get super, super complicated. So I'm just gonna say that if you're using something like a URL shortener, at least put in there that like the source from this one is Facebook and the campaign on this one was we were marketing for the marketing automation episode of the Content Toolbox. So all I want to do is just put in marketing automation and Facebook, right? Marketing automation, LinkedIn. And just so that I know where people are coming from and what links they clicked on. The other thing about UTMs, if you really dig in, I mean, honestly, if you just even Google UTM Builder, there's actually a software you can go right into on Google and say, here's my link. Here's all of my parameters of where people are coming from and shorten my link, right? And it'll give you the little shortener. So the very beautiful thing about using UTM codes is if you get in the habit of it, you can literally track all of your traffic. You know when people are clicking through from your emails, when people are clicking through from your ads, from your social posts, you know where they're coming from and you know what they did. You can see what pages they came in on, what pages they viewed next, and if they opt in or they buy, you can see that. It gives you the option to be able to track the whole customer journey. Now, it's also something that I wouldn't say for the faint of heart or for those that are not super techie because it does require some diligence, a standard naming convention, some things like that. But once you have it all in there, you can go through your Google Analytics and see what is going on. And it's very, very cool, super insightful. I'm sharing an example here from one of our customers that we set this up just to show you for one particular blog that they were promoting exactly who went to YouTube, who came to their site, all of that. So it's very helpful. Okay. Retargeting. Let's talk about retargeting. Normally when you talk about retargeting, we're looking at paid ads, which that is the way that you can actually run ads is using retargeting, and one that I do actually highly recommend. So what we're talking about is when you're sending traffic to your website, or you're sending traffic to your sales page or your opt-in page. So let's say that you have a bunch of warmed up traffic, you sent them to your opt-in page, they hit the opt-in page, they did not opt in. So it could be the wrong audience, it could be the wrong offer, it could be they just weren't ready at the time. But we know that they clicked, so they had some interest enough to be intentful. Is that a word? Intentful? And they had to have intention. Anyway, so they wanted to be there for some reason, right? So they came and did not take the next action. So we just kind of want to press them, right? So with paid ads, this is a technique you can do, is you can just say, all right, I want to take the people who hit this page and I want to retarget them. So you know how you go visit something and then all of a sudden every website you go to and all the time on Facebook, like that stuff's just following you around, right? I mean, like, you're welcome. That's what we do, right? But it does actually work, and it does actually lessen your traffic cost because you're going after people who already saw your stuff. And so it's usually pretty helpful. However, that is a kind of high level way of hitting people and can be super technical. So if you want to think about retargeting also, you can look at like inside of your CRM based on the emails that people have opened or based on where they're at in the sales stage or sales pipeline. You can say, hey, once they've hit this baseline, like they have clicked on 10 links in the last little bit, just like we talked about with given rewards, you can retarget those people back in. You can also include links right inside of your emails and say, hey, I've got an upcoming series and I can be talking about marketing automation, I can be talking about paid traffic, or I can be talking about like how to get more from your organic traffic, right? Would any of these be interesting to you? So they can click on that. And as you guys know, most CRMs let you tag somebody or just mark somehow that they have clicked on a link. So again, intent-based, we know that they're interested. So we can actually retarget them now based off of the stuff that they've opened. If you want to be more sneaky about it, you can send out multiple different emails with subject lines about different topics. And the ones that they open, if they open three of the same types of subject lines, you know, oh, they're really interested in learning more about organic marketing. Huh, okay, I want to make sure that I send them more of that. So the system can automatically retarget and trigger them and say like, hey, it looks like you're interested in learning more about organic marketing. We're going to go ahead and send you a little extra series here, kind of dig in. If you don't want it, just click and say opt out and just let them self opt out. But you're giving them information based on their actions. And remember that you can even retarget from right inside of your system. It's a super slick trick that very few people are doing. And my final hurrah. You ready? I love the physical mail. We started this campaign years ago called our birthday campaign, but it doesn't have to be just for birthdays. So there are services. I know you can tie send out cards right into your stuff. Personally, I'm not a fan of send out cards because while it is still a custom printed card, it's still a computer generated message. And so it still feels a little impersonal. So there are services available that they literally have people that they've hired just to handwrite cards. So you can have a birthday message stored up. So for us, we did this a lot for financial advisors in the past because they already knew what people's birthdays were. So that date is stored in the system and you can literally trigger it to go, okay, 2 weeks before their birthday, I'm going to send an email to this service. And I just want to be like, hey, happy birthday, insert name, best wishes from everybody here at Formula Done or whatever. And all we did was just send an email to a service. And they would take handmade cards, handwritten cards, personally hand address them and drop them in the mail. And we just sent out a bill every month, right? Pretty awesome. Remember, you can also do that. You can also automate sending out gifts, any of those kinds of things. When people reach a certain milestone, if you're a course creator, when they hit a certain level, you can just automate all of that stuff to send out, you know, little gift card or something, or actually send a physical lumpy mail, just send it to a fulfillment house. So this one does take a little bit extra kind of setup, but it doesn't have to be you and your team doing all of the handwritten fulfillment, that kind of stuff. There's plenty of services out there that you could just say, hey, can I just send you an email and you guys send me a bill, right? So all of those things are fantastic ways of using marketing automation in non-traditional ways, and some things that you can absolutely set up without having to be super, super techie, right? Okay, I wanna hear what you guys implement or what you loved about these ideas. So post in the comments below. Make sure you check out some of our other videos, and if you liked this video, make sure you give it a thumbs up. And if you wanna hear more, we're aiming to increase our subscribers right now, so we'd love a little love if you are open to it. Fantastic. Otherwise, I will see you on the next episode. Make sure you check out our blog and get some other deep dives with links on exactly how to set some of this stuff up. All right, catch you guys on the next one.